Expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Vladimir Zelensky isn't going to be around long, it appears. So, Director Sergei Laryshkin of the Foreign Intelligence Service revealed that the Foreign Intelligence Service has received reliable information in Russia that high-ranking officials of leading Western countries are increasingly discussing, but you could also say are discussing their disgust and the need to replace the incumbent president of Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky. Zelensky, he's an important man. So what he did is he decided that he's going to visit with the scion of the globalist George Soros Open Society Foundation Network of International Influence Schemes, who traveled to Kiev this weekend to reaffirm his support for the Zelensky government as the largest independent financier of Ukraine. So, now we know who's funding, yes, America, European nations, but also Jorge Soros. So then, Zelensky, because he's important, he flew to Argentina to attend. I need to speak into the mic here. Sorry, I'm reading my notes to the side. To attend the inauguration of President Xavier Milei, I guess that's how you pronounce it, where he was told to basically cut the preaching, and I inserted begging. He's there again to beg. At this time, quote, and due to the diminished support of the governments of the Atlantic Alliance, Ukraine's priority interest is to achieve the support of the countries of the Global South. We're going to discuss more about the Global South. While he attended the inauguration of Milei, he had a chat with Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, and here's what Orban had to say. Hungary is a neighbor of Ukraine. We know exactly what's happening. Ukraine is known to be one of the most corrupt countries in the world. It's a joke. It is one of the smart cities. It's a smart nation. And for being in a smart city environment, they're pretty backwards. They're pretty unsmart, unintelligent, backward, corrupt, Then, while Zelensky's being given the cold shoulder, the not president of America, Joe Biden, with his not first lady wife, Jill, invited leader Zelensky to a stay over in Washington, bed and breakfast, after leaving Argentina, where they will try to force Republican Party lawmakers to give more aid to Ukraine. Republican lawmakers, however, won't pass a bill for Ukraine aid unless it contains provisions to deal with our out of control American southern border. When asked during an interview on Face the Nation, quote, "Can you get Ukraine aid passed separate from this plan?" No. Senator James Lankford stated, "No, no. When you hear from so many people, you deal with our people's national security and ignore American national security, we can do two things. We can do two things at once for the United States of America." Boy, this is translated from another language, and it doesn't make any sense. In other words, he said, no, you deal with the southern border before you deal with other nations' problems. They all have problems. Now, we're going to talk about the southern border, and also, I'm going to visit with you a little bit once again about closed systems. It's very important that the people of this country who don't understand this country politically is a closed system. There are a few people that make it into the positions of political power, but very few. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds, and that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Been spending most of the night living in the desert,
In the book of Job, Job stated in chapter 20 and chapter 9 that at the end of the world, or at the end of Satan's rule over the nations, the world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked. Or, as Coolio stated in our modern day vernacular, the world would be turned over to gangsters, and the people of the world would live in a gangster's paradise. This is the reality. Closed systems. Families that set up borders to keep outsiders from coming into their positions of power. Now, they don't want borders at the southern part of our country, but they make sure there are walls, fences, borders that keep the people that they do not want in political positions of power, or just political positions. They do things to keep people out. It happens at the local level in city governments. In Boulder County, for example, Colorado, Longmont is controlled by Boulder, policies of Boulder. The two big cities of Boulder County, Boulder being the most corrupt. And then you have the little dependent sisters, Louisville and Lafayette. And then you have Longmont, a town of many frogs. These, Boulder, Colorado, has been ruled by wealthy people from 1890. Longmont was slowly being controlled by the 1910s, 20s, by some of the big farming families. Closed systems. In the last seven, with the last seven administrations, the last seven presidents, the closed system is evident. From the time of Jimmy Carter to the time of Donald Trump. Trump was the president that attempted to change things, to maybe make a realignment, a readjustment in this country. But those who rule, immediately the apparatus of control network came alive. Intelligence agencies, the Rhino Republicans with the Democrats, senior executive service, big donors from the big the main Defense Department, Boeing, Martin Marietta, contractors. They could not allow someone in the system to change what they, the direction they had been, the direction they were moving toward a one world government, a total hegemonic control of the nations of the world by the United States of America. They didn't want anyone interfering, especially a president that they didn't put in. And he wasn't allowed in. He was elected. This is the one time, really, where the people were able to choose the president of their choice. They didn't really get to choose Jimmy Carter, Reagan, to a greater degree, maybe Reagan. Bush, nope, he was put in by the cabal. Both Bushes, Billy Clinton, and Barry Satoro. These were the pick of the families that run this country, especially the main dominant family. Presently, the United States, are not aware that there is a mutiny occurring in this country. From within, a mutiny against this administration and the political control system. A mutiny by the nations against the United States. Now I'll talk about the Global South to give you a better understanding. I've been discussing this, and now others are beginning to discuss it more openly, and I am happy. Okay. There's a political analyst, Ted Snyder. He just released an open letter. Quote, Gaza and the Ukraine, how the United States risks losing the Global South. The Global South. Or perhaps more accurately, the global majority, is a loose club of nations who share growing confidence in their economic strength and in their ability to resist, for the first time, U.S. hegemony in favor of working with multiple poles in pursuit of their own national interests instead of America's interests. The United States has been unable to recruit the Global South into its historically convenient portrayal of an unprovoked Russian invasion, or to pressure it into its sanction regime against Russia. This emergent trend in the Global South is being cemented by U.S. position in the two wars being fought in Ukraine and Gaza. The price of the position the United States is taking could be the loss of the global majority. America's self-serving and unprincipled application of international law in Ukraine and in Gaza, risk serious harm to its future foreign policy, to its global reputation and the ability to command trust, and to the security of its place at the head of the international table. The United States has lost its place at the international table. Who sits now? The two nations that sit at the head of the international table, Russia, China. America is no longer sitting at the head of this table. Going on with the article. It is U.S. hypocrisy in the application of international law, more than competition from China or Russia, that is challenging U.S. hegemony. For the Global South, it's not the question of judgment of right or wrong. It's the defense of international law with its foundation in the United Nations over a rules-based order, with its foundation in Washington, that is applied according to the hypocritical standard that benefits the United States and its selected partners, and not according to a universal standard that benefits the whole global community. The Global South. Then you have the Global East. Many of the nations in the Pacific Rim, in Asia. Rules-based order. Who makes the rules? The United States. What gives us the power to make the rules? Our dollar. Our oil-backed dollar, and also the ability that we have to sanction nations that don't go along or won't go along or resist our objectives. We'll sanction them just like we've done Russia. We sanctioned Russia economically. It failed. We tried to sanction them and force our partner nations to take our directives, obey what we wanted, and it failed. So, thirdly, we have weapons like no other nation has. Weapons that explode, and weapons in the sky that shoot laser or light temperatures hotter than the sun. Rules-based technology weapons. So the nations of the world have decided together they can and already have begun the process of a mutiny. There's a mutiny taking place right now against America specifically, then the Five Eyes nations, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, and America. And these nations are also in a skirmish against the Western European nations, even against the Vatican. The nations, through because of Vladimir Putin and his policies, his strategies with China, India, Brazil, South Africa, presenting a way in which, a strategy on how to break America's hegemony. It has succeeded. They have succeeded. There is a greater, what was the word I used last week? There is an independent global world order now, separate from the new world order of the West. This new order is... Has taken the world by storm. It has been effective, it becoming more effective. America knows it. The politicians in Washington, D.C. know it. The senators, congressmen, this administration are fully aware that there is no way to turn things around in this nation. There is no way to win a battle, to win the war against a new multipolar world network of nations that have decided to rebel against empire. The rebellion, this is the great rebellion that people can't see. The rebellion of rebellions. There are two rebellions. A rebellion against God, which is the greatest rebellion of mankind. And then there is a rebellion of the nations against the United States of America. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Are you as ticked off at Roly Polis and the Dems as I am? Join us Wednesday at 5 p.m. when we'll be joined by Tabor Law author Doug Bruce. Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
The nations are fighting at war with the United States of America. Collectively, they have begun the process of destroying us using our own strategies. The strategy has always been to have our currency as the global currency. Well, they no longer are going to use what used to be the American petrodollar global currency. They are going to use, and they are using, their own currencies to trade with. They are abandoning American dollars, using yen, yuan, ruble, rupee, all of them. All the other currencies, using gold, silver, using digital zeros and ones, X's and O's. They're using, they're throwing everything they can at America. China, the nations, when they bring their goods to the U.S., they're not taking treasury notes, U.S. bonds. They're not taking anything that is being issued by the Federal Reserve or the Treasury because it's worthless. Our dollars are worthless. They're still being used. This is why the great push, which will take place, we cannot avoid the plan of these gangsters, or like Job's phrased it, the wicked, meaning godless individuals who know there is a God but refuse to acknowledge and refuse to even accept the fact that this God can do anything to them, meaning the God of heaven, the one true God. They're wicked. And it says that, again, Job said, the wicked, the world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. We live in a gangster's paradise. Every nation of this world, we live in a paradise run by gangsters. And also in Job, Job said that there's going to be a way in which to rid the world of gangsters. God is going to grab the horizons on the east, the west, and shake the wicked out of the earth. Jesus Christ is coming, and he's going to do the shaking. But in the meantime, we are able to see, and you're going to see, it's going to become more evident in the weeks and months to come, especially after the first of the year. Six more nations will be in the BRICS plan. It's going to be BRICS plus six. So you're going to go from a basketball team to a football team. 11 nations, and these 11 nations, big nations, nations in the Middle East, these nations are going to eliminate the use of the dollar in their countries. This is the beginning. The hole is now in the hot air balloon. And there's no way to recover for the United States of America except through digital currency, a currency that they can control. They won't be able to use their system internationally. They can't use Klaus Schwab's plan for monetary control, the individual that helped bring him to power, Henry Kissinger. Henry's never going to realize or see his objectives. He had set plans, but guess what? Or Henry Kissinger knew how to bring the world into a new world order. But Henry, he had a plan that he wanted to do things slowly, methodically, and bring this new world order into existence, ruling the whole world. But George Jorge Soros, he had his plan. So Henry and George were banging heads. If one or the other would have been able to just be left alone, the world would be in a one-world system. But we want to thank George Soros for interfering with Henry Kissinger's plan. We should be thankful to George, because George is the one who you can say eventually is the one who actually contaminated, ruined the New World Order momentum. He stopped the momentum. He ended it. There will never be a New World Order controlled by the West because of George Soros. George Soros ruined the plan. He was the fly in the ointment. Henry, if he'd have been left alone, we would be in a new world order. But thank goodness there's George Soros, the not Jewish the not lover of Israel, Soros. The Soros that hates the Jewish people, that hates mankind. So because of Jorge Soros, the New World Order can never, there will never be an American or a Western New World Order. Because now, because of George Jorge Soros, we have a second world order. Two world orders. The stronger has become the weaker. The weaker has now become dominant. At one time, America was the head. Now America's the tail. Russia was the tail. Now Russia's the head, along with China, India, Brazil, South Africa, some of the Middle East, and other nations are knocking on the door. They want in. They want out of the Western control system. They want into the new order.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
My Towels solved a problem that we've all had with towels. You go into the stores and they feel lotiony and soft, but then you get them home and they wind dry you. That's why I made My Towels. They actually work, they're soft, and they absorb. And now I'm excited to announce two brand new lines of My Towels. What makes them the best towels ever is they're now made with 100% long staple Shapir cotton. This is a combed ring-spun cotton that makes My Towels even softer and more absorbent than ever. And now you get a six-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to get My Towels for only $29.98. Or you can get my designer premium line for just $20 more. Either way, you save 50% now on all My Towels. They actually work. What a concept. This offer won't last long, so please order now.
MyPillow.com.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor.
Monday through Friday, the Present Truth Program from 2 to 3 podcasts are on 1360khnc.com for this program, the other hosts. And also join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. We don't realize. We can't always see storms. Years ago, they had an idea when storms were coming, when the weather's about to change. And the world has not been able to see, the whole world has been watching a change take place over these previous 60, 70, 80 years. The big change began after World War II, when America began its quest for world hegemony, which it didn't take long to actually have the power or the way in which to enforce our wishes upon Europe, Germany, the Axis nations, the nations of the South, in Africa, in Asia, all of Europe. But it was evident that we have been the nation to control the world, that has controlled the world for 80 plus years. It's evident. The evidence is there. You look at America from the time of Truman to Eisenhower, they were still somewhat. Truman was a globalist, didn't really understand the term, in a sense, globalist back then. Eisenhower, again, president that was helping to move America in its military objectives. John Kennedy, I believe, was the president initially that wanted to change things for the American people in a good way, a wonderful way. He was just, something happened with him. He wanted to really make America a wonderful nation to live in, and he knew, because of his father, he knew how America was very corrupt. Through his father, he knew the history of the previous presidents. Through his father, he knew that America was involved in funding Adolf Hitler. He knew the history. He knew that Hitler didn't come to power alone. He knew of the great families in America that were helping and assisting Hitler. Prescott Bush, even Joseph Kennedy to a degree, his own father, the Rockefeller family, the DuPonts, Henry Ford. He knew why we went to war with Hitler, and he knew why we went to war with the Japanese. And he was trying to maybe start to correct things. You cannot interfere with the objectives of these people in a closed system. Kennedy was in that system because of his father. His father had newspapers and magazines, monthlies, and was able to turn that election, switch the he was a Democrat, to put Kennedy in power. I'm trying to remember all the little details. But Kennedy knew he was trying to change things, but he couldn't. Lyndon Johnson, he made sure that everything went right back on the same track it had been prior to John Kennedy taking the presidency. Lyndon Johnson put the train back on the track, and he kept it moving forward through Nixon. Nixon became a liability. Goodbye, Nixon. And then Jimmy Carter. Things changed. The New World Order began. The momentum at the time of Jimmy Carter, the momentum, now you had there's that in movement, there comes a point where it's easier to move things because you already have a momentum. Like with the train, the hardest thing to do is to get a train moving from a dead start. But once you can get a little momentum, then the diesels don't have to pull as hard. They have a little momentum, and they can gradually work up to speed. Jimmy Carter was the president that was able to get this country in at the right speed, and from that point on, the next presidents were able to jump leaps and bounds ahead in this globalist plan to take over the world and to put the chains, the handcuffs on the American people. Each president from Carter moved things quickly. Reagan, the same. Reagan was no less corrupt than George Bush Sr. He was just a little more naive in some ways. Jimmy Carter, he did some great evil that most of the people are not aware of. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
With these closed systems, everyone that ends up in the position of president is going to further the plans of the New World Order. Jimmy Carter had to further those plans. To do that, he was the president that worked feverishly with the Rockefellers and Henry Kissinger to bring in Trilateral Commission, a strategy like no other. Three economic centers of economic power in the world, in Asia, Japan, in Europe, and America. Also, with Carter, just before Carter, not only the Trilateral Commission, before that, we took the world to the petrodollar network through Henry Kissinger and the Rockefeller family. Then Carter was the president that was responsible for senior executive service. Every position in federal government was no longer by your ability, but it was by political appointment. This was the great evil to this country. Now you have people running this country. They don't have to have any skill. Once they're appointed, they have people around them, and they will obey whatever is asked. So that was for Jimmy Carter. Then with this matter of the Israel and Egypt, with the working together the peace accords between Israel and Egypt, there was a strategy in that. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was called. I'll think of it. But it was a Rockefeller objective. It was a plan. It was not accidental. It was not, there was no chance involved. This was part of a plan and a strategy for the coming decades, half a century, for the nation of Israel, some of the nations in the Middle East, and the United States of America. So this began a period of time where America could control Israel and at the same time allow the Arab population to have time to get to gain a little political momentum. So Jimmy Carter, there were many things that he set in motion, but then when Ronald Reagan came into power, then things, by this time there was momentum already. Reagan was able, through the Iran-Contra scandal, he was able to change politics and put different people in position in South America, in the Middle East. With each president, there was momentum. And the objective, a new world order, a one world government where America would control land, sea, atmosphere, outer space, infospace, technospace, every space available. We'll be back tomorrow to visit Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This Christmas, experience the magic of Rocky Mountain Freeze Dry. Our artisan freeze-dried ice cream crafted by our local Colorado company brings a unique twist. Ice cream that doesn't melt. From classic vanilla to exciting cookie dough, our crunchy treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed-up candies, perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho!
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.